It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Well, today we'll start out with marine weather, and I think we have time to talk about arriving ships. And then I also want to talk in depth about one particular arriving ship, and that is the USNS Mercy. She's a U.S. Navy hospital ship that's going to be on the river this morning and traveling up to Portland to the shipyard at Swan Island. We'll talk about her in just a minute, but first, let's start, as we usually do, with marine weather. We have that active weather pattern continuing, with broad low pressure slowly moving eastward through the remainder of this week and into next week, and that will result in elevated winds and seas out in the ocean. We have southeast winds today in our marine weather forecast, 10 to 15 knots, wind waves from the southeast 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart, west swells 4 feet at 14 seconds, and rain is in the forecast. On our inbounders, we have the Ever Zenith arriving from China, headed for Astoria's anchorage, getting there at about 2:30 a.m. She'll be picking up corn, soy, or wheat eventually upriver. And then we have the USNS Mercy passing Astoria inbound around 7:30, headed for the shipyard at Swan Island. I'll talk about her in a minute. She'll be there at Portland at about 1:30 p.m. And we have the Sauvin. She, or Sauvin, is arriving from Japan, headed for Vancouver's anchorage. She's picking up corn, soy, or wheat, possibly upriver. And the CL Kazuna is arriving from Port Angeles, headed for the Longview anchorage. She's going to be picking up petcoke at the port of Longview eventually. And the Cape Kennedy is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. Corn, soy, or wheat will be her cargo. She'll stop in Astoria's anchorage at about 7:30 p.m. Well, on today's ship schedule is the USNS Mercy, slated to pass Astoria this morning on her way to the Swan Island shipyard in Portland. She'll be on the river until early afternoon, and you may be able to track her location in real time on Vessel Finder or marinetraffic.com. This is a very interesting ship, and I thought it would be fun to talk about her. She's a U.S. Navy hospital ship, painted white with big red crosses on her side to let everyone who sees her know that her mission is humanitarian. So a bit more about her. She's owned by the Navy, but is not a warship. She's operated by the Military Sealift Command. We see these MSC ships here on the river and in surrounding waters quite often. They are ships that are staffed, at least in part, by civilians, but are owned by the Navy, and they provide support in general to active duty ships. So there are sometimes cargo ships, vehicle carriers, and even a special kind of tanker called an oiler, which can refuel vessels in transit on the river. These MSC, or Military Sealift Command vessels, are often, but not always, that standard military gray color. And when I say MSC, that's different from the MSC container ships. That's a company that comes into the river here to go to Portland. MSC also stands for Military Sealift Command, and that's what I'm talking about here. But the USNS Mercy is a little different from those other Military Sealift Command vessels. She's white in color. She's a hospital ship. She can provide medical support to U.S. military forces in times of war. But she also does disaster relief and humanitarian missions around the world. The Mercy started out her life, as some of these specialized ships do, doing another job. She was an oil tanker originally and was converted into a hospital ship in 1984. She was commissioned by the Navy in 1986. The Mercy has 1,000 hospital beds on board. She has 12 fully equipped operating rooms, radiological services, a medical laboratory, pharmacy, optometry lab, CT scan equipment, and can produce her own supply of oxygen for medical uses. She carries a military crew of about 8 officers and 53 enlisted personnel and a civilian mariner crew of about 15 personnel while she is in reduced operating status. It's called ROS. That means that she is without her full complement of medical personnel on board, in addition to the people I just mentioned. She is ordinarily labirthed, is the term, meaning a labirth is a slip, a place to dock where a ship stays when it's not being used. So she's at the naval base in San Diego, California. That's where she lives when she's not on duty. And her crew remains a part of the staff of the Naval Medical Center in San Diego until they are ordered to sea, at which time they have about, 5 days to fully activate the ship. On board these MSC ships, the Military Sealift Command, civilian mariners are generally responsible for navigation, propulsion, most deck duties. She's under the command of a captain of the Navy, Medical Corps, or the Navy Nurse Corps. But why is she here on the Columbia now? Well, she will be at the Swan Island Shipyard for maintenance and repair. She comes to our shipyard here occasionally for those things. This is normal for ships, and this type of refitting and upgrading work goes on all the time at shipyards. It's a big part of what they do. Here's more about what will happen to her at the Swan Island Shipyard. This is from an article in the maritime trade publication Marine Link. Vigor Marine, that's the company that runs the shipyard, has been awarded a $21.2 million contract for 93 calendar day shipyard stay for the hospital ship USNS Mercy. So they're going to be working on her, really giving her a thorough going over for maintenance and repair. Work will be performed beginning this month and is expected to be completed by mid-June. Now, that's what it says in this article, but then when I look into some of the information about potential departures later in the month, USNS Mercy is listed as leaving the shipyard on March 31st. That's about 9 days from now. Now, that could be some sort of sea trial to test something out that they fixed, or she could just have had a change of plans that I'm not aware of and won't be here in the river as long as this other information says that she will be. So we'll just have to see what happens. If she's on the outbound schedule, I will certainly let everybody know so people can see her go by and take photos. Now, the USNS Mercy, as I've said, is usually home-ported in California, in San Diego, and she has a sister ship called the USNS Comfort. And the Comfort looks very similar to her, big white ship, red crosses on the side. The Comfort is usually home-ported on the East Coast. And during the pandemic, both of these ships were made available as medical facilities. Now, both of these ships, the Mercy and the Comfort, will reach the end of their expected service lives in the mid-2030s. And the Navy is currently evaluating future hospital ship requirements. So when these ships are no longer seaworthy or operational, they will be replaced by newer ones. But today on the river, it will be hard to miss her, the Mercy, as she heads upriver. She really stands out from the other ships on our waters. So if you happen to be on the river and you see a big white ship today with red crosses on her hull, that's her. She'll pass Astoria inbound around 7:30 this morning and probably be in Portland by about 1:30 p.m. If you want to track her location, you may be able to see her on marine traffic or vesselfinder.com. But keep in mind that she is a U.S. military vessel, and as such, she has the option to shut off her AIS tracking equipment for security purposes. So I'll keep an eye on where she is and post it on Facebook. But you might want to just keep an eye on those two apps, Marine Traffic and Vessel Finder. And you can also just go online if you don't happen to have a smartphone and just look at those, marinetraffic.com and vesselfinder.com. And whenever she heads back down river, we'll take a look. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Thanks for listening and have a great day.